听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 10, Lesson 1, Exercise 1.
So what's your share of the existing market?
Existing market?
Well, how much work is there? And how much of it have you got?
Oh, I don't know. But not enough for sure. We have, cash flow problems.
What's the competition like?
You mean the other companies transporting timber?
Yes.
I don't know. I never thought about them before.
Right. Well, we'll have to do some market research. I'll go and look at the competition, and I want you to get your accounts organized.
Unit 10. Lesson 1. Exercise 5.
So the problem is that your share of the market, it is declining.
Yes, we get less work these days.
Well, is the total market declining? Is there less timber to transport?
Oh no, there's more timber to transport now.
So why isn't your company getting more work?
I don't know.
Well, I've done some market research and I know. Your competitors are cheaper, faster, and more reliable than you are.
Unit 10. Lesson 1. Exercise 7.
You can't go into business without knowing something about the market you plan to do business in. The best ideas will fail if you know nothing about your competitors or the demand for your product. As markets become more competitive, advice from market research professionals becomes more and more important.
Unit 10. Lesson 2. Exercise 4.
Your competitors are cheaper, faster, and more reliable than you are.
How can they be?
Well, their trucks are newer and faster than yours, and they're not always breaking down.
My trucks aren't always breaking down. Well, sometimes they do, but they're old.
Exactly. You need to invest in some newer trucks. Competition is fierce in the haulage business. If you want to get more work, you have to be more reliable. You must deliver on time.
I can't afford new trucks.
Maybe you could borrow the money.
Borrow it? Who from?
What about me?
You?
I have some capital to invest, and I want to go into the haulage business myself.
You and me in business together?
I know the market now. I have the capital you need, and you have the experience I need. We'd have to make a few changes, of course. Make the business more competitive.
Unit 10. Lesson 2. Exercise 7.
I did some research into the market, and I saw there was an opportunity for a joint venture with an Indonesian company. I didn't have enough capital myself, so I borrowed some money from my bank. It was an excellent investment for them. Business has been good, I'm pleased to say.
Unit 10. Lesson 3. Exercise 1.
So, how soon can we expect delivery?
Well, we can deliver the order by the 15th.
That's not good enough. I must have delivery by the 5th.
Oh, the 5th. No, I don't think we can do that. No, I'm sorry, we can't do that. But I think we can manage the 10th. Yes, if you can confirm the order today, I can guarantee delivery by the 10th.
No, that's too late. Unless you can deliver by the 5th, I'll have to cancel the order.
Unit 10. Lesson 3. Exercise 3.
Good morning, Avex. Deliveries? Right, well, we can deliver the order by the 9th. Let's see, I think we can manage the 7th. Okay, I'll see what we can do. Can I call you back in 10 minutes?
Unit 10. Lesson 3. Exercise 4.
Look, I lost another order this morning because I couldn't guarantee an early delivery.
I know. We've got to improve our distribution system.
We need more trucks and more drivers.
Well, either that or we could subcontract to a local haulage company. That might be cheaper.
Yes, we'll need to do a bit of market research. Get some calls.
Yes, and we need a younger person in charge of distribution.
Mr. Wang won't like that.
Well, in my opinion, Mr. Wang is part of the problem.
Unit 10. Lesson 3. Exercise 6.
A key factor in our business is the distribution and delivery of our products to our customers. Our distribution department must be able to guarantee delivery by the earliest possible date. A company that cannot do this is likely to start losing business. As the English say, time is money.
Unit 10. Lesson 4. Exercise 1.
David Chase.
Mr. Chase, it's Sally Chung here from ATR Industrial Stores.
Good morning, Miss Chung. Any news on my order?
I'm afraid the part you ordered is out of stock. We're having some trouble with our suppliers.
Okay, well, can you recommend an alternative?
Yes. Can I suggest a similar model manufactured by Sakai? It's almost identical to the one you ordered. Have you got our catalogue?
Here somewhere.
Okay, the catalogue number is SK693.
Right, I'll have a look at that and call you back. Are you sure you've got that model in stock?
Oh yes. If you confirm your order today, I can guarantee delivery by the 6th.
Right. Thank you for your help, Miss Chong. I'll speak to you again later. Goodbye.
Unit 10. Lesson 4. Exercise 2.
Suggest a similar model. Can I suggest a similar model? Out of stock. Can I suggest a similar model? You ordered it out of stock. Can I suggest a similar model? The part you ordered is out of stock. Can I suggest a similar model?
Cancel the order. So I'll have to cancel the order. Not what I wanted. So I'll have to cancel the order. The alternative model is not what I wanted. So I'll have to cancel the order.
Unit 10. Lesson 4. Exercise 7.
ATI Industrial, Sally Chung.
Good afternoon, Miss Chung. It's David Chase here.
Ah, Mr. Chase. Have you decided on your order?
Yes, I looked at the alternative model you recommended, but it's not what I want. So I'll have to cancel the order.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, this is the second time you've let me down over an important order.
Yes, I know. I am very sorry, Mr. Chase.
Well, it's not good enough, you know. I suggest you find a more reliable supplier, Miss Chong. Goodbye.
Unit 10. Lesson 4. Exercise 9.
As a salesperson, I have to know what products we have in stock. You can't sell things to customers if you can't supply them. If a customer asks me for something we haven't got, I have to be able to suggest alternative products. I'm pleased to say that my customers are nearly always happy to accept my recommendations.